call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hmm? What?
Go for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted. I was securely renewing my membership to Jazz 90.1 online. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips of the BC. It is Saturday, the 24th of October, Anno Domini 2009, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And we're going to be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, a few things you can choose, nothing to lose.
And hopefully this week, if long as Rob Linton doesn't get in on the board, because I had a number of folks say, where was the rant? Because I had promised some folks some rants. But I couldn't get to the button bar to do it. So this week I promise we will have a rant.
All right. Excellent. We're ready for that. But before we do that, we're going to do some news. We're going to start with the obvious today, and it really is completely obvious today. Unless you've been hiding under a rock or off bombing the moon, you know that Windows 7 is launched. It promises to be the best Windows yet. Of course, we've heard that from every version since Windows 2, but I'm sure they mean it this time. There are some interesting new whiz-bang features to the GUI. If you've never seen another operating system, you'll be impressed. There are somewhere around a bazillion versions of Windows 7. Starter, Home, Home Premium, Professional, Professional, Ultimate, Professional, Premium, Ultimate, Premium, Premium, Ultimate, Enterprise, Enterprise, Premium, Ultimate. Oh, and the family pack. Oh, and most of them come in 32-bit and 64-bit editions. Microsoft says they'll run on everything from your pocket watch to your mainframe, and you'll be better for it. Me, I don't get excited about operating systems anymore. They all do basically the same stuff. Everything else is eye candy and other programs. If you look carefully at Windows 7, the ads don't really tout the operating system. They tout the additional programs that come with it. It's not so much about the operating system itself as it is about all the supporting programs that come with it. Of course, that's also true of so many operating systems. OS X can be had with iLife and iWork, and most versions of Linux come with tens of thousands of free programs. Much of what's best about Windows 7 is hidden from the user. Upgraded security, better written internals. This, you know what, is really an exciting time for all of us. Snow Leopard, Windows 7, Ubuntu 9.10, also known as Karmic Koala, Fedora 12, SUSE 11. Everywhere you turn, there's a new version of operating systems. Add in the new iPhone 3G, the Motorola Droid, indeed a plethora of new phones, new netbooks, and the right out of left field Mac Mini Server, which I think is so very clever. And I tell you, it's going to be an exciting winter. So our question on our website at soundbites.org, and that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. If you go there, you will see our question, which says, I'm most excited about, and your choices are Windows 7, Snow Leopard, Ubuntu 9.10, iPhone 3G, Motorola Droid, the Mac Mini Server, Nook, which is the new book reader from Plastic mm-hmm. Logic, which is being sold by Barnes & Noble, which looks so cool. And New World GNU Linux from friend of the show, Chris Reich.
I'm still liking that droid.
I'm waiting for the droid. So far, we've got 41
votes. The commercials are
attacking
the iPhone.
Yes, yes,
I don't.
They are.
Droid does, yeah.
Well,
yep.
Even Verizon is attacking AT&T. We've got a map for that.
Oh, that's a great. That's a very, very clever ad campaign.
If you folks don't understand what we're talking about here, there's one commercial on. That since AT&T has been getting overwhelmed, and that's all it is, honestly, in true honesty, it's just the explosion of the iPhone taking over.
Well, the problem is iPhones are only about 10% of AT&T's customer base.
But you got BlackBerries and
well,
everything else.
But they're also about 900% of their traffic.
Mm-hmm.
People get on an iPhone and they stay on an iPhone forever because there's an app for that. Instead of talking to other people, you jump on your iPhone. Where do you want to go to supper? Oh, wait, look, I can find 74 places.
Yep.
What movie do you want to go see tonight? Oh, wait, I can look them all up.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're finding is that in places like San Francisco and Boston and New York City and Chicago and any of the top 50 urban areas, AT&T customers can't get their other stuff through. They can't make calls. They can't do text. Text messages just disappear. You never get them. Most calls get dropped or don't go through. People are really angry, really, really angry.
Oh, and the coverage is a lot lower than Verizon. And that's what Verizon is playing on, because they show their map, which is just about all red. And then they show the AT&T, which is very sparse blue.
Right.
So, again, they got to build up their infrastructure.
Now, I forget which political party is red and which one's blue.
It doesn't matter. That's not what they're doing. That's not what they're doing.
That could be a subtle hit at the politics, too, in the Verizon AT&T war.
It could be. But basically, the other part of the deal is that it's true. AT&T doesn't have nearly the coverage Verizon does. So our question to you is, after you've done your vote on the poll, by the way, because we know that you people are not satisfied by just clicking a little button.
Our people want more.
Well, you can go over to my website, asknick.com.
That's asknick.com.
And you can enter an opinion. So far, we've got five of them in there, and you can enter yours as well. Go to our website and vote and enter your opinion. But before you do any of that,
yeah, we got to get to. As a matter of fact, I even put up a goal for us. I don't know whether we can do it. You know, it's a 2-hour show. I had posted on the board, forums that we did a good chunk last week.
We did,
but I'd rather like to see if we can set a goal of say 2,000.
Uh-huh.
I know it might be shooting for the moon, but, if we can get our listeners, because we know they're out there, and,
yes.
And it's the three of us have discussed weekly. We constantly get folks coming in and say, so when are you coming back on the air? We are. We're here. We've been back on Soundbites, has been back on since June 6th, but folks are having trouble finding us, and this is why we're asking folks to tell a friend. But the folks that have found us, they got to pony up.
Tell a friend, tell an enemy, but tell a phone the numbers, which are in the 585 area code, it's 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Whichever you do, if you do it during this show, we get credit for it. And the reality is this, folks. We talked about this last week, but it's equally true here. The only way these folks get any money at all is from you. They get no money from the federal government, no money from the state government, no money from the county, from the city, from the Greece school district, no money from anybody. When they say member supported, that's because 100% of the money they get comes from you folks. And I don't want to get crass about it, but Rob was kind enough to give us a home when we left our last station. And the reality is they have to meet their budget, and they need to put shows on the air that they know people are listening to. The polka folks ahead of us make a bucket load of cash for this thing, and it would be a whole lot easier for Rob to say, let's just extend the polka show.
Yeah.
But he's given us this time, and it's up to us to prove that we are grateful. It's that simple. It's that simple. Last week, I was hard on you guys. I know that. Let me start out this week by saying that I appreciate, look at the last week's poll. Are you a member of Jazz 90.1? It basically broke down right up until the very end at exactly the 80-20 rule. Now it's only, it's 21% are members and 79% are not members. Still the 80-20 rule. 20% of you, the 20% of our listeners out there who are members, thank you so much. We appreciate your support. We really do appreciate it. And the other 80% of you who are not members, it's time to pony up. We'd like to beat the average. I've always believed that our listeners are above average. Right now, you're not. You're kind of hitting the average.
And they can also see, if they go to our webpage, the great shirt that's available for them if they sign up and become a member.
If you become a member, you have a choice of the soundbite. Depending on your level of membership, there are multiple levels of membership. And the lovely Laura and the equally lovely Amelia Rose.
Two lovely young ladies are answering the phones for us.
And they will be glad to tell you what all those possible prizes are. There's shirts and there's... long-sleeved, there's t-shirts, there's long-sleeved shirts, a polo shirt, there's jazz CDs, there's all kinds of stuff. And there's multiple, now there are levels of membership from 35 to 50 to 100, 150, 365, 500, 1,000. The first person for $1,000 who puts in a $1,000 pledge.
Rob will come
who
over
pays
and cut
for a $1,000 pledge. Right, right, right. And Dave and Steve and I'll come over and watch him. So you'll have all four of us out there in front of your house. But you don't have to pledge at a level. In these parlous economic times, I get it. Money is tight. If you just want to, pledge $10, $5, whatever. Every single dollar helps. Every single dollar counts. Every single dollar says to the folks here at 90.1 that you appreciate the fact that we're still here. And we'd like to stay here for many, many, many years. Yeah. So I'm not asking to beat the record here. We did that at the old station, but not everybody, the original station, but not everybody knows we're here yet. So I'm going to hold off on that one. You need to tell people that we're here. Tell all your friends where we're to be found. If you own a computer store, I have no idea why you're not playing us on the over the. I don't know if they're allowed to do that, but
well,
I think they are.
Their office where they're working. You know,
and if you can't get us over the air because the towers are on the wrong side of the ridge, I think if you're on a boat somewhere in the middle of Lake Ontario, you get a perfect signal. But there are parts of the city in the southern tier that don't get the signal well. But you can always pull it up online at jazz901.org and listen live. Dave has a. Has a personal quest out to break 100.
No, I want to break 2,000. I want to try to see.
No, 100 listeners
the
on the.
Oh yes, that
100
is my
listeners
goal.
on the thing.
My goal is yes. By the end of the year, I'd love to go to Rob and say, Rob, we got a problem. And of course, his room. What?
Yeah.
What?
We need more streams. We're breaking the 100 each week, and because I keep track every week how many folks that we're streaming. And I'd love to go to him, and I know he'd love to have the issue of that there's that many folks listening to our show on the stream that we're pegging it that much.
Yep. But he's then got to pay for that extra set of, because nothing's free when you're member supported. So give us a call. Area code 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can speak to Lori and Amelia Rose. And, or you can pledge if you don't like talking to humans because you're a computer geek. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll also take your calls for questions. We're always happy to do that. Whether or not you pledge, you can certainly call in with a question. Of course, the reality is they'll ask you for because they're the ones answering the phones right now. They'll ask you, but you don't have to pledge if you don't want to. And, it was a what?
Instead of going back to the Windows 7 announcement for a minute, Steve Ballmer was interviewed on the Today Show. And those crack people at the NBC graphics department put together a screen to show behind Ballmer with the Windows 7 logo on it, running on a Macintosh.
Yeah.
Which it can do.
Yes, it can do.
might not want to advertise your competitor's company.
You're right. But there's so many cool things coming out right now in terms of hardware, in terms of software.
It must be Christmas time.
There's a half a dozen e-book readers coming out. I own the original Rocket Book, which was part of the Barnes & Noble family of things, and it was just it was hot. It did not, however, pass the patented Francesco drop test. I'm afraid to say it did not manage that.
So you need your 501 tactical pants that have the big pockets to put these in.
Yeah. Oh, our friend of the show, Dolores. God love you, Dolores. Called up Miss Amelia Rose and has pledged to join. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Our friend Dolores, we love Dolores. We do. Yeah. We love Dolores. And she's, she's, thank you very much. Thank you, Dolores. That's, that's absolutely wonderful. She's been a longtime friend of ours, a good friend in Second Life, and
oh, you missed Lolly last night.
I know. I saw who was in. Because I was, my daughter opened a show last night, so we were at the show.
A little more pressing.
A little more important, actually, honestly, than dang near anything else. So, we went to the show, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a real nice
job. It only comes in two orders. It's either first the wife, and then the daughter, and then anything else after that.
Right. Well, for me, it's first the family. That's all. Yeah. It's God, the family, and everybody else. So, that's how that works for me. The show was excellent last night. Amelia performed last night. It's double cast, so she performed last night. She'll perform tomorrow night. She'll perform Halloween night. So, if you don't want to hand out, if you want to hide from the doorbell, you can come to the School of the Arts and see the show. See, they're doing Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, which is the longest running show in the world. It has been running continuously in England at the West End since 1959.
That
longer
is
than some of you have been alive. Certainly longer than Steve has been alive. Certainly not longer than Dave and I have been alive.
I can say we can remember that.
Exactly.
Maybe I've been enjoying, I don't know if you folks have had a chance, and this is a little off track, but I go downtown, and one of the things that downtown's been doing lately is putting up some old pictures, and they're like Sienna prints. They're brownish prints.
How downtown used to look, yeah.
Yes, and I mean, they're showing pictures from 1957, 1910. I mean, I was telling my partner, Dan, I says, you know, I wouldn't mind being able to drop back just for a day or so, back, say, in 1910, and see the aqueducts and everything else of old Rochester. Yep. I think that would be so cool.
Yep, it would be great.
There's a few of those online as well. Yeah. It's, you know, they're trying to cover up all the stalled projects around town.
Yeah, right.
True.
All right, we have another sponsor. God bless Donald, who has also joined. Thank you, Donald, so much. Okay, we've got the D's covered. Dolores and Donald have called in. We're looking for all the other 25 letters of the alphabet. We need them to start calling in. The numbers again, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free, 1-800-790-0415.
Like I say, I got a goal. I'd like to see if we could break $2,000 within the two-hour time frame that we're on.
But the only way we're going to do that is with you folks. We're clearly not there yet. We're about a tenth of the way there now. So we need you to call in. We've had, it's been an interesting week. I've been wanting to say this about hardware. The Droid is coming out, although it looks now like the Droid is not actually the name of a phone. It's the name of a family of phones. Mm-hmm. The Shoals will be one. The HTC will, not the Hero, the other line that ends in a two, will be a Droid model and et cetera, et cetera. That first one that everybody thinks is the Droid, looks fascinating. It uses the same processor as the iPhone. It uses the same screen size as the iPhone. It has 16 gig of RAM in it. But what it seems to have, and we won't know for a while, but what it seems to have is a separate graphics processor. So theoretically, it will actually run faster than an iPhone because it won't have to, the processor won't have to do two things at once. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff we can talk about after the break. But we are going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 21 minutes after the hour. We're Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 fall membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
Every pet comes with a unique set of hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she be friendly?
Will he catch frisbees?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with early and regular visits to your veterinarian for vaccinations and disease protection. Regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent serious health problems.
Will he love long walks?
Will they be healthy? See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Ready to transform yourself from a listener to a member? Call 966-5299 and make your pledge now to Jazz 90.1. That's 966-JAZZ. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Hello, this is Joelle Van Buren. Join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. What could be more exciting than that? So far, we've raised $250, a little short of our $2,000 goal for this.
We're on our way.
This next couple of hours, but we're on our way. The numbers for both pledging and for talking to us and asking a question, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, and toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And again, thanks to the 20% of you who are supporting the other 80% of you in doing this. And so
taking
I thank
the time,
you.
Yeah, and actually show their support.
Yep.
I say, we only have to do this two times a year. It's not like we're, you know, and it's a very short pledge drive, you know.
Compared to some.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we come in here two Saturdays, come in here and asking you for your help.
Yep.
And, you know, you're getting, compared to the old shows, I mean, if you actually see how much talk time we have compared to where we were before, you're getting a lot of show and we're here every week.
And a $50,000 goal for the pledge drive is nothing. That's like 30 seconds on a big commercial station. Yeah. Now, this member-supported radio keeps us on the air for 6 months, right? There's two pledge drives a year?
Yeah. That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what. I'll guarantee you the people who used to complain the most about the fact that there were commercials on our last station are the people who are not pledging on this station.
They're complaining about the member supported pledge notices.
Yeah, exactly.
One way or the other, 20 minutes of commercials an hour or twice
once
a year.
In a while, right.
Twice we're deed if we do and we're deed if we don't.
That's exactly right. All right, so want to launch your word processor? Sure, but first, a word from our sponsor. That somewhat surreal scenario could become a reality based on a patent application filed by Apple, which was published Thursday by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. If this is ever implemented on your Apple hardware, your Mac, iPhone, or Apple TV, may require you to watch and interact with advertisements in order to use them. The legendary Apple attention to detail is in full force here, and I quote, "The advertisement screen, or advertisement screen if you prefer, area includes a response button. The response button is displayed in order to confirm that the user is actually watching the advertisement content. During the presentation of the advertisement content, the response button may appear at a time that the user does not know of in advance and may appear in different screen locations. It may appear with a different size and or it may respond to different keyboard shortcuts, etc., in order to confirm the presence of an attentive user. In contrast, if the user does not click within the predefined time, then the advertisement does not count. In other words, forget about having a third-party developer providing you with an Apple script to bypass this. Unless the advertisement counts, you'll be locked out of using the device until you can prove you've paid attention. Apple even provides a sample menu bar complete with Lucida Grand font and obvious Mac integration. This menu allows for the user to preload a timer determining how long they can use their device without interruption by watching multiple advertisements in advance. An ad-supported operating system would likely not be popular with Mac users. After all, a recent scheme to merely embed ads before playing games on a Zune met with resounding cries of dismay across the blogosphere. And now Apple is following Microsoft's lead. Presumably, advertising embedded devices would be sold alongside the models we've come to expect, and hopefully those gizmos would be heavily subsidized. I'm not interested in a Mac with this feature under any conditions, but offer me an iPhone with a free monthly plan? Maybe. Just maybe. Now, those of you who are inclined to massive and unthinking panic, please take special note. Apple files tons of patents, and only a few of them ever see the light of day outside Cupertino. It's quite possible that Apple only did this to prevent Microsoft from getting there first. That's the point of patenting intellectual property. Some blogs have noted that the first author of this patent is Steve Jobs and infer that this means that this is definitely an Apple priority. More likely, nobody else wanted to be associated with this.
And it's interesting because we live in an ad-saturated world anyway. You know, broadcast television is advertiser-driven. The web is advertiser-driven. If newspapers are advertiser-driven, if there weren't ads on websites, you'd have to pay to visit websites.
Well,
so
but isn't this a little clockwork
right,
orange
how far
to
are we gonna
force
take
me
it?
To watch the ad?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that the ad appears. That's one thing. It's that you can't do anything
right.
else until you've proved you watched the ad.
There's a lot of DVDs that come now where you can't skip past the ads in the front to get to the movie.
You can't skip, but you can fast forward.
Yeah.
That works.
Sometimes not even fast forward works.
And I'd throw away that DVD.
Yeah.
So the question is, would you use an operating system or phone or media player that demanded that you watch the ads? Give us a call and talk about it. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. Surprisingly, those are also the numbers you can call to pledge, and you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
One other thing, though, I should bring up, though. Going back one story, and that's on the Windows 7. I've already had two folks call, and evidently, and I don't know why, they don't listen to this show.
What?
Because I know I have said it at least a few times, that if you're going to do Windows 7, it's kind of complex, in that you've got to make sure...
Especially if you're going from XP.
Yes. But even Vista... that you have the current drivers. A couple folks took a gamble, tried to do the updates going from Vista up to Windows 7, and now their video cards don't work as well. They're
sure.
working, but they're not working as well. And they're
right.
sitting there, oh, what's this all about? Did you check for the drivers? Oh, no. Well, hello? That's, again, you know, that's only half the equation. Yep. You got to do your homework. You just don't go blindly throwing it in there and doing it. There's some steps that you got to do before that. And one of the critical ones is make sure that you have any drivers that will work for Windows 7 for your machine.
Yeah, if you have a name brand PC, it's a lot easier. You mm-hmm. go to their website, and they will have Windows 7 upgrade instructions, links to drivers. How far back in their history of computers is going to be the trick. But if you have a custom-built PC, you've got to go to your motherboard maker, your video card maker,
well,
your graphic maker.
And a lot of folks go, well, I don't know how to. And I told them, well, it's very easy.
Then don't upgrade to 7 yourself.
All you got to do is turn around and go into the device manager, and if you click on the plus sign next to each of your items,
devices,
it will tell you, oh, the video card that you have in there, the network card. Network card is the key one. Make sure you have that one.
No matter what else you do, get the network card one.
So, you know, you got to take the time and go through and make sure, write those all down. Then you can go searching for those before you even attempt to do the update.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Definitely do that. Windows 7, a lot of people are having fun with it. A lot of people are doing interesting things with it. It to me, I don't get excited. It's just another operating system. You know, I said this in my initial news thing. If you've never used another operating system, if you've only ever used Windows, you'll find some features in Windows 7 that are very exciting. Things you can do with multiple windows, shaking windows, rolling them up, things like that. Those are things we've all seen in other operating systems, but it's delightful to see that Windows is catching up with those things. The problem is, for all of that stuff, you need a pretty doggone hefty video card. The video card in your netbook is not going to do any of that stuff. It's just not most of it anyway. if you've got an older, slower laptop, probably doesn't have a good video card. Really, what Microsoft has been saying for many years is if you don't have a high-end gaming-class PC, you're missing out on the full experience of Windows. Well, to me, the full experience of Windows is not as important as getting my work done. So I don't really care. I have a netbook. It runs Ubuntu magnificently, and that's really all I care about. I gave a talk last week at the RRRA, the radio hams here in Rochester, the ham radio operators here in Rochester.
That is a scary show to go to.
It really
when
is.
You go those to are, ham
those
fest?
Are, well, those guys are smart. They're smart.
Oh, I know it.
Smart people, and they're just kept. They keep trying to get me to drink. Bradley keeps trying to get me to drink the Kool-Aid. You should be a ham, you know. Stop it. I've got an addiction. I don't need a second one. It's like saying, really, you're just using cocaine. You should try LSD. It's great.
Ham radio, the gateway drug.
No, you don't need to go. You've already spent all your money if you're a ham radio operator. You don't have any room for other drugs. But one of the interesting things was Brad had his netbook running Windows, and I had my netbook, and I booted it up. And I said, yeah, this is my netbook, and it's a boot. And everybody went, whoa, it's booted up already from a cold boot. Mm-hmm. Maybe 7, 8, 10 seconds max. I went, yeah, and they said, "Well, you're running an SSD."
Yeah,
card?
SSD or Winchester.
No, I'm running Winchester.
Wow,
I'm running a 5400 RPM, 120 gig, 2.5 inch Winchester drive, but it's Linux, and I've barely tweaked it. I haven't done anything to the boot up process. It's just very, very, very fast, and it runs super fast because it does everything you need and nothing you don't.
Yep.
And it's just, and they were actually kind of impressed. It was kind of fun to watch. We had a nice time. I want to thank those guys again. No, I'm not going to be a ham, but it was still very nice to chit chat with all of them. I have to say that. And don't forget, you can chit chat with us. Man, what a good segue. Give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. That's also where you other 80%. Can call in and pledge. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're nowhere near. We're about 10% of the way to that $2,000 goal at the end of this show, and we're a quarter of the way through the show. So the numbers aren't adding up, folks. We need you to call in. 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. And 800-790-0415. Please give us a call. Pledge.
Got two lovely young Show ladies who would love to take your
We'll take your questions, pledge. Too.
But, we'll take your questions. There's no doubt we'll take your questions. But we also, with two times a year, we come and ask for your money. We let you call in with questions all the time. Mm-hmm. We take questions in line at the grocery store, at the movies. I actually stopped going to movies in the evening because I don't get to relax. I want to go with my family and sit and watch a movie, and 10 people have to. I get it. Everybody's got computer questions, and when you give something away for free, everybody wants it. Of course, when you ask them to pay for it by becoming a member, suddenly they can't hear you. They don't know.
Yeah, they go deaf.
Right. If somebody were to ask, you know what? I could stop all the questions tomorrow. I have a computer question. That's $1. That'll be $1. Just $1.
Yeah.
No, they'll walk away.
Well, the other thing, though, is you know, we're here 52 weeks out of the year.
Unlike, whether we want to be, I mean, rain or shine. Rain or shine.
And we're, the other place we were at, we got bumped. And our listeners were complaining up the hill, you know, oh, where did you guys go and everything else? Well, now we got a home, and we're not going to be bumped. There are no sports or anything else that's going to bump us. So we're here every Saturday from 12 to 2.
Yep.
And it's close to a full 2 hours. I mean, there's not many underwriters right at the moment in there that, you know, is taking up tons of time. Or what, the other shows, our two-hour show would, what, be maybe about an hour and 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was about 75 minutes of recorded time on a two-hour show.
So an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So 45 minutes of non-us.
Yeah.
45 minutes it was?
Yeah.
Whoa, I thought it was like maybe a half hour, but I mean...
It's almost 25 minutes per hour of commercials.
And then here, we're taking, what, maybe 10 minutes if we're lucky?
Yeah, less than that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you folks.
And then just twice a year we come and say, please, please show us the love. Show us that you appreciate the fact that, that Rob and the other folks here at Jazz 90.1 have given us this time that they could easily do. You know, give more time to the polka people. Let them raise more money.
Show.
Or
yeah, some other show. You know, jazz
but they've
program.
Given it to us because they believe in us, and they also believe that we'll help keep this station on the air. You need to prove them right.
And the other cool thing is I mean, unlike the other stations, I mean, this station here is really trying to even find ways to get us out more in the public. You know, just so we're not talking heads that you just turn on your radio. They're setting up other experiences where you could actually come and meet us. Rob is always looking, and Laura.
And those aren't cheap.
In a controlled environment with a fence between us, so the bottles thrown, don't hit us. Yeah.
I mean, there's other avenues that, you know, you'll be able. We'll actually be able to get out there and personally, you know, meet the folks like they did with our birthday party. I mean, that birthday party was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
And
they put on a heck of a spread.
They threw that together so fast. God love her.
And on top of everything else she's doing, she threw that together magnificently. And the reality is that she's she did that in the assumption that they would at some point, you know, make money off of us. And that I don't mean to be crass about that.
No,
but
hey, it's a business.
We will pay that back. And yeah, we need people to help us.
Maybe a not-for-profit organization, which is completely tax-deductible. Your pledges are tax-deductible.
That's an important
point. But it takes money to run the station.
Well, it does.
You know,
we get no money from the state, no money from the county, no money from the school district. They're probably paying rent on this building to the school district.
We get no money from anybody. We get no money from anybody. And we pay out a lot of money. And,
well, you know,
that's
even
how
if
works.
They become a $35 member, I mean, actually, any membership.
Any membership.
You know, they also get the card. Now, this is the other thing. You know, if you go to the website, there are a lot of underwriters that support Jazz 90.1. And if you show them this membership card, you get an additional discount. Now, you know, not many other, you know, other places will offer the card, you know, a card and, oh, you go there and you get a discount plus having a tax deduction. I mean, you're winning all the way around. You're getting great radio 24/7, whether it's our show or great jazz. You're getting the tax write-off and you can take that membership card, go to other vendors and suppliers and get additional discounts there, too. I mean, it's a win-win situation, and I would suggest that they go to our webpage because I notice you got the picture up there of the great Soundbites T-shirt is up there, so you can see. And we'll even, you know, if you want, request it, we'll autograph it before it goes out.
That's absolutely right. We'll do whatever it takes. And don't forget, you can pledge online at jazz901.org. It's a secure 256-bit encrypted transaction. They have their trustee-approved policy statement online if you want to read it. So it's a good deal all the way around. In the meantime, however, we are going to take a quick break while you do that. Or, of course, you can call us at 966-JAZZ. 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes at 40 minutes after the hour. You are listening to the greatest computer show in the known universe with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's Soundbites on Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
I'm Steve Wozniak, and you're listening to Soundbites.
Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
Ready to transform yourself from a listener to a member? Call 966-5299 and make your pledge now to Jazz 90.1. That's 966-JAZZ. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Hi, this is Charles Benoit. Join me and the entire Smart Set tonight from 5 to 6 right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 41 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites.
It doesn't get any shorter than that.
It doesn't actually get any shorter than that. I'm still trying to pledge online.
I just turn around, you know, and just get stuff set up, and it's like, oh, got to do this.
Exactly. All right, Verizon Wireless began building interest around the Motorola Droid, which is to be its first smartphone running Google's Android operating system with a few well-placed iPhone-dissing television ads. The Droid is scheduled to go on sale in about a week. The slider-style Droid, which now the name may not actually be Droid, it may be the Shoals, reportedly runs Android 2.0, supports DCMA 1.x, 800/1900 and EVDO Rev A networks, if you need to know that. Weighs about 6 ounces. It's about the same size as an iPhone. And has a 16:9 widescreen that's 480x854 pixels. There's a 550 megahertz processor, a second processor just for graphics, GPS on board. The battery offers 385 minutes of continuous usage time. That's over 6 hours and 270 odd hours of standby time. There's a 16 gigabyte micro SD pre-installed. You can have up to 32 gigabytes of expandable memory supported. The Droid additionally has an accelerometer, a 5 pixel megapixel camera with 4x digital zoom, autofocus, image stabilization, dual LED flash, 720x480 video capture. The users get all of the Google related goodies: Google Maps, Google Calendar, Google Mail, YouTube, everything else, as well as built-in access to the Android market and apps for viewing quick office documents, Facebook, and other popular social media sites. There's support for IMAP, POP3, Exchange Mail, instant messaging, SMS, data access, 802.11b and g, and Bluetooth 2.1. And finally, two peripherally notable details. The color is described as licorice brown with sugar accents. And the Droid name, which generally is understood to be a shortening of Android and associated with Google, is a word trademarked by Lucasfilm, which maybe gives it more of a Star Wars bent, right? While many a smartphone has been positioned as a serious challenger to the market-dominating iPhone, analysts are saying the Droid may truly be one, describing the Droid as likely to be a serious challenger to the iPhone and capable of offering both Apple and Palm Pre a sharp jab in the ribs. Also working in the Droid's and Verizon Wireless favor is the Android market. While it doesn't come close to Apple's 85,000 plus offerings, it's the second largest mobile app shop with well over 10,000 apps. And the real question is, how many fart applications do you need? In September, Google additionally released discoverability improvements, which are said to be likely to attract more developers and open into the open source platform, particularly as more Android phones become available. So our question to you, what do you think of the Droid? Is it a contender for the fabled iPhone killer? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415.
What's interesting is that every phone that has come out recently, the Storm, the Pre, the Bold, has claimed to be the iPhone killer. Even the first Android phone, the G1, none of them have really done very well. And some people claim and argue that's because they're on the smaller networks, the T-Mobile network or the Sprint network. This is the first time Verizon has really pushed the Droid iPhone competitor. And it also might signal that Verizon's given up on the iPhone. You know, several months ago, the Verizon CEO said, oh, yeah, we're going to have the iPhone soon. He was either wrong or he's been smacked down a bit.
Yeah, right. I'd like to thank Edward in Canandaigua. He's become a member as well. Thank you so very, very much. We're seeing a trend here. One of our membership levels is $90.10, but people are rounding that up to $100, and we love to see that. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate that. It's a great thing.
For you code freaks on the Droid Does website, they have a countdown clock in a cryptic made-up language. So if you can figure out what the language is,
they've already done that. It's October 30th
October
at midnight.
30th, yeah.
All right, our next caller, Fritz. Fritz, where are you calling from? Fritz?
Oh, there you go. Push the button, Dave.
Where are you calling from?
Canandaigua.
How are things in Canandaigua?
It's a little sunny and breezy now.
That's nice. Are you a member?
Yeah, I just finished talking to the young lady.
See,
just,
God bless you. That's great.
I'm looking forward to my Soundbites polo shirt.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
I have one, and I love it.
I'll take your word for it.
Good, now we don't have to send it out.
We can re-gift.
Re-gift, put that down on this board. What's your question, Fritz?
This goes back to something Dave, I think, brought up maybe well over a year ago. My wife, well, don't panic now.
No, I never do.
And my wife's XP machine, and with that big update, the last big Windows update, what I've been doing is every time I do her updates for her, I go into the to my computer, go to the C drive, go to Windows, and all those things that are, you know, in the light blue color, the bright blue color. It's the uninstallers you get with the updates.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
Do we still uninstall those? I've been doing it right along.
You can, you mean those, within the Windows folder, you'll see all those blue, they're blue with numbers and all that after them?
Yeah, those are the ones you recommended dumping. And that's,
yeah, you can just select them all and delete them, yep.
Okay.
Well, that prevents you from uninstalling the update, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So the reason that you wait is so that you make sure that update's really working for you. Once you know, once you're sure, give it a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month.
I was just saying, until the you know what I recommend?
Until the next update. Yeah, right. And then when you get a new update notice, then that reminds you before you do that update, you can dump the old update.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I hadn't have been doing that since the length of time I've had Windows XP, I would have a lot of space just to
Somebody counted that up for XP. It was like 600 updates taking 4, 5, 6 gigs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, but that's our suggestion. Whenever you get an update, that reminds you to get rid of the stuff from the other update.
All right. My next question is, I'm not anticipating doing it, but does it still apply to, say, a Windows 7?
Well, Windows 7, when you upgrade it, if you upgrade from XP, I don't believe you can.
No, I'm not even going to.
Oh, all right. That will apply with every version of Windows. There are a lot of things that aren't really different in that sense.
And actually, that's one of the new Apple commercials, Broken Promises commercial, where PC is saying, yeah, Windows 7 has come out. It's not going to have any of the problems Vista did. And then they go back in time, Vista's out. It's not going to have any of the problems XP did.
Right, I saw that. What interested me is that Mac has never changed its pants since 1972. Just so you know.
Jeans are always in style.
But it's the same pair of jeans. Watch carefully. There's no change of the jeans. It does change your shirt, so that's kind of nice. The other thing, of course, is that Microsoft is right. It doesn't have the same problems.
It has different problems.
But it doesn't have the same problems. So Microsoft has always been right about that.
I got a kick that they skipped Windows 3. They went from 98 to Windows 2.
Yeah.
No one remembers Windows 2.
Nobody remembers Windows 2.
Maybe that's why you had the bad hair and the flip-up glasses.
Because it was Windows 286.
Yeah, I still have an unopened copy of Windows 286 at home. I have an original version of Office that actually runs on that as well. It's kind of cool. All right, Fritz, did we answer your question?
Yes, you did, and I just read a news blurb the other day that they say that XP users are going to create the biggest problem for Microsoft.
Yeah, they really are, because people have been happy with XP for a decade now, and they're really not interested in upgrading just to get the fanciest
Windows. I want to see the statistics on how many packaged versions of Windows are sold versus new computers with Windows 7 on it.
Right.
Just to see how many people are really upgrading just waiting until you buy a new computer.
And the reality is people are happy with what they have. Mm-hmm. They don't want to upgrade. Microsoft is going to force you to upgrade by no longer doing any of the security updates for XP. But that's different from the operating system no longer works.
And here's the other big thing that's going to hose a lot of people is the fact that if you look at the chart, you can get the upgrade, which is cheaper, if you have Vista.
Right.
If you have XP, you got to buy the full version. Microsoft is saying, heck with you. You didn't go to Vista, so now we're going to hose you. And now you've got to buy the full-blown version. You've got to back up your data.
Which you should have anyway.
Yeah. Which you should anyway.
Well, there's a procedure. There's a utility in the Windows 7 program to back it all up. You've got to have all your current drivers, wipe the hard drive, install, put the drivers in there, and then put your data back.
Right.
It's not as easy as when we went from Windows 98 up to XP.
Right. And the reality, of course, remains that for so many people, their XP machine is simply not going to handle Windows 7. But what I'm seeing...
Which was the problem with Vista. They didn't upgrade the Vista because their XP machines wouldn't handle it.
Right. And what I'm seeing is a lot of people are now talking about Linux now. They're interested in Linux because Linux will run perfectly well on those old machines with way more capability than Windows or XP or even Vista.
And that's one of Apple's other commercials. Well, you're going to make this big switch. Might as well try Mac,
right?
Or Linux.
Well, but yes, and the point is, if you're going to make this big switch, but you don't have money, switch to Linux. A, you get to run it on the hardware you already own, and B, it's free.
Yep.
And will always be free. All right, Fritz, I think we've kept you on the line long enough.
No, I haven't thoroughly enjoyed it. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your membership.
You're welcome.
Fritz, the newest member of Jazz 90.1. Hey, he became a member by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. You can, too.
I'd really like to be able to, you know, report to Rob at the end of the show that, you know, we made this goal of $2,000. That would really be cool.
We're not really very close.
I know. And, you know, it's until you folks pick up the phone and all that, that's going to make us look like the fools. Because, you know, we sit there and tell how, you know, we got such a great group of folks, which we do.
We do.
And we just need them. And like Nick said, I know this is perilous times, that, you know, money's a little tight. But there is no wrong amount. You can call in and tell either one of the lovely young ladies how much you want to pledge. Whether it's $20, $10, $5. I don't care. Every dollar helps. And that can only happen if you pick up the phone and call.
That's exactly right. And who are you going to call? You're going to call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or securely online at jazz901.org, as I've been trying to do through the entire show.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. We've got 83 folks that were streaming this show. And I know a lot. There's a number of them that aren't even here in Rochester. We do have a toll-free number. Or you can go to the web. It is a secure site. Trust us. You can go in there and fill out a pledge form or call the 800 number. Love to hear from you folks from even out of state that, you know, you enjoy this program along with the other programs that come and you just sit back and relax and have a lot of fun, you know, listening to us or great jazz music. Well, it's time to belly up and show your support and pick up the phone and give us, you know, like I said, whatever you can afford and get us towards that $2,000 goal. I'm really trying to push for $2,000.
Yep.
I'd like to see it.
And we're not even close to halfway there as we approach the halfway point in the show. So we'd really like to see you folks. We have a lot of faith in you. We have a lot of belief in you. And we'd like to see you prove us right. But we can't do that until you pick up the phone and give us a call. It doesn't take a long time. You don't have to pledge at any membership level if you don't want to. You can lie and say you're a senior citizen. We don't care. We just want you to please give us a call. You know the numbers. You know how much this station has put its faith in us. And you know that the only way that we can repay that faith is with your membership dollars. This station only stays on the air because you people come through and do this. Now, some of you only ever listen to sound bites. I get that. You say to yourselves, well, I don't have to pledge to the station because I don't want to listen to sound bites. Well, is sound bites worth anything to you? Pay what you think it's worth.
Just the computer help that we give.
Right. I always say to people, tally up what you've spent in hardware and software and time you've spent and everything else and send us 10%. I guarantee you it's $100, easily $100.
Easily. And I mean, if they had to pay for, you know, I mean, the number of folks constantly, week after week, that we sit there and solve their problems, if they had to bring it into a shop, what it would cost them?
Yeah, send that in. That's easily the $50 level of membership, if not the $100 level of membership. You could do that, and all it takes is a couple of minutes of your time. That's all it takes. And there are 84 of you listening to the stream right now. How many of you are members? It's easy enough to become a member. You people are all gadget freaks. You've all got your iPhones and your other phones with the... You've all got cell phones. Call now. If you're in the 585 area code, it's 966. I want to see you all. Everybody, all together. Take out your phones. Ready?
Dial.
966-5299. Send. Boom, you're on the line.
Or 800 number is?
800-790-0415 for those of you who are outside that 585 area code. For those of you who are sitting at home still in your underwear and don't have your phone with you, you can log on to jazz901.org. Let's make here. Lori and Amelia are in the other room hanging, talking. I did not bring my daughter to this show to talk. I brought her here to answer the phones. Let's make them busy. Let's make them crazy busy. And the only way we can do that is for you folks to call now and pledge. We're going to be here as long as they'll let us be here, and they'll let us be here as long as they can. But the station only stays on the air with your membership dollars. There are no federal funds. There are no other funds from anywhere, anywhere. The only money we get is for memberships. So if you're not a member, you're not helping.
Mm-mm.
And we need the help.
Big time.
But, yeah, I'm looking for this droid. It should be out next week. I'm going to go the first week of November. I don't think I can get a new phone yet, but...
I wish they'd give us one to try out.
I know. Who's listening from Verizon? Listen, I want one of these phones. Or yeah. Motorola. Or yeah. Well, I don't... Anybody who's got one, send it to me.
Yeah.
I actually have a Google phone. I have the old G1, the developer's model. I have a friend who has loaned it to me. I love it. I love it, but it's a year and a half old, and it's full of developer stuff, so it's a little slow. Right. On purpose. I mean, it's designed to be slow because mm-hmm. there's all these, you know, special features in it to do stuff. So I can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait to see the new droid. Like I said, it's got a 3.7-inch high-res screen, 270 hours of standby. 5-megapixel camera with DVD quality video, built in 16 gigabytes SD card in it already, expandable to 32 gig. And of course, as I suppose newer SD cards are built, they might be usable.
But if you're interchangeable batteries too.
Well, it's got interchangeable batteries, which your iPhones do not.
Well, they're changeable, just not user changeable.
Yeah,
because they're trying to be environmental, and people just throw their batteries away, and that's
well. But on the other hand, when I'm on a trip, I like to take two batteries.
Have extra batteries with you,
and I can't do that with the iPhone.
Well, you can get an external battery.
Yeah,
and we sell three or four different styles.
Yeah, see, that's what I really want is just carrying
more. It's a third-party sales opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. All right. On that sales note, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to this is the top of the hour break, so maybe I'll have enough time to become a member securely online at jazz901.org. Or blow our nose. Give us a call. You know all the numbers. You know where you can get online. You can call us and chit-chat about computers. We'd love to do that. I know we're pressing you on membership, but that's our job at this point. But we love to talk to you about computers. Give us a call. We are going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and with all of you, members or not, on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
You're hearing pianist, composer, arranger Josh Nelson's new arrangement of Here's That Rainy Day. When I asked him why this song, his answer was so right on.
It's just got a real poignant message in the lyric, and I rearranged it. It's in 5/4, and it's kind of slow, and it has this almost dirge thing to it. I guess I should have saved those leftover dreams. Well, look, here's that rainy day, you know. It's poignant, you know, you get this achy heart feeling, you know. If you're working with tunes with lyrics, it's important, and I try to teach my students this, that they learn the lyrics to the tune, so if they do arrange it or even not arrange it, just perform it, that they're aware of what the song is actually about and lyrically, you know, so they can reflect musically maybe what's happening in a certain part. You know, there's a word, you know, or something that moves you in a certain way, a certain chord or a certain tone will maybe shift and help make that lyric just that much more impactful. And I just think it's important to know lyrics, a lot of lyrics, especially the standards, you know, your Cole Porter, your Irving Berlin, your Gershwin, and Jimmy Van Heusen was a great, great writer. Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, they wrote so many good tunes together. Dietz Schwartz and Comden and Green, and God, the list goes on. So good. And it just makes me want to record more standards, really, because you just get deeper into it, you know. You're like, oh, there's all these great tunes out there, you know. And I don't turn on, you know, any radio stations now except for you guys and put my CDs on. It's jazz. So, you know, when you hear these classic tunes, these are the greatest tunes ever written. These are classics. These are songbooks. This is our art form. This is it.
The musicians who make jazz thank you for supporting them on member-supported public radio. I'm Helen Borgers.
The Great Lakes are the largest surface freshwater system on Earth, shared by more than 40 million people who have the privilege of saying, "This is my water." Yet each year, my water is mixed with over 24 billion gallons of sewage. My water is home to invasive species that threaten our ecosystem. Join the Alliance for the Great Lakes and help preserve and restore our lakes. Visit thisismywater.com now. That's thisismywater.com.
Ready to help support Jazz 90.1? You can pledge and join online right now by going to jazz901.org. That's jazz901.org.
What do you love about the radio?
I just like the variety, because it can put you in different moods and you don't know what to expect. I think my favorite part is you don't know what to expect. So I always get excited when a song is over, because I'm excited for what the next song is going to be.
New artist Caitlin Crosby loves radio.
Still have my heart. You still have my heart.
Discover Caitlin Crosby and other new artists where it's good to be heard. Radio. Always something new and fresh, always free. Go to RadioHeardHere.com.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. I'd like to thank Gary, who has joined, and I would also like to thank Donald, who has joined, both of whom have just become the newest members of Jazz 90.1, a renewing member and a brand new member, who would like to thank Woo-hoo! Us for glad to find we're back on the air.
Getting us to our $2,000 goal.
Getting us toward our $2,000 goal. We were only not quite a quarter
we're
of the way there.
We're
working on it, and that's what counts. Remember, you can call us at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can join securely online, like I just did, at jazz901.org. And we have Rich, who has called us. Rich, where are you calling from?
I'm in Rochester.
And how are things there?
Things are fine.
Good. I'll be back in just a little while. Hold things fine for me. Are you a member?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you can ask a question anyway.
Okay, good. Now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just given an iPod as a gift, and my girlfriend loaded it up from her iTunes. She has a PC running Vista. And at home, I have a PC running XP, and I just got a laptop running. It's a MacBook, so it's got Snow Leopard on it. Can I use this with all these computers? Can I sync it up with them all?
No, the iPod is designed to sync to one computer.
Just one?
Right.
So I have to pick one. There's no way to move it back and forth between home and
Can't you register it to
Well, you can register it to an iTunes account And when you plug your iPod into another computer using the same iTunes account, it will sync the music you've purchased through iTunes.
Okay.
But it's intended to only sync to one computer so people can't steal music and give music to other people without them paying for it.
Right, but I have the same account. It would be the same account at home and at work. But right. What about stuff that's been that we've ripped from CDs, which is really mostly what's on there?
That you cannot sync between computers.
You cannot sync stuff.
Right.
That's even though we own the music.
They don't know you own the music, so there's so there's no way for it to know that. There are some third-party utilities to copy music from an iPod to a computer that will allow you to sort of manually do things like this.
Oh, okay.
But if you plug the iPod into another computer, it's going to ask if you want to erase that computer, and then you have to say no. I'm not erase the computer. Erase the iPod to sync it to that computer.
Right.
When it sees the same iTunes account, then it will ask if you want to transfer the purchases from the iPod to the computer.
Right.
But only the purchases.
So I'm going to have to use third-party utilities if I want to do this.
If you want to sync it with multiple computers, right?
Can you recommend anything, or do you not do
that? Well, there's a couple. Most of the programs are designed to recover from a computer crash. So there's one called iPod Rip. And one called Sinuti, which is iTunes backwards, that will copy the songs from your iPod back onto your computer with the sort of implied intent that if your computer dies, you need to get your music back. But you can also use that to synchronize songs between multiple computers you own.
Got it. Okay, well, that sounds like what I need.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. All right, thanks. Yep. And before we go any further,
the music industry want you to buy three copies of the song if you want it on three computers.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
And of course people don't want to.
Right.
All right, we have a new caller, a new member. Bodan has joined. Thank you so much, Bodan. And Bodan has a challenge to his friend, Counselor Bob. Counselor Bob, Bodan is challenging you to pledge.
Ooh.
And let me help you with that. The way you do that is you call 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415, or of course securely online at jazz901.org. Counselor Bob, Bodan has thrown down the challenge. Will you respond? Meanwhile, we're going back to the phones. We have Gary. Gary, where are you calling from?
Brockport.
Are you a member?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All righty, then.
Many years.
Many, that's what I like to hear. What's your question?
Well, I'm an intermediate computer user. I started with a PDP-10 back in 1973.
Nice.
So I kind of know a little bit about computers, but I can't stop Netflix ads from popping up on my Internet Explorer.
Is it?
Right,
well,
you can't stop any ads, period.
All the other pop-ups I stop, except Netflix ads. I hate it.
They're pop-unders. They're not pop-ups.
Oh, okay.
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them do pop up.
You're a pop in the pain butt.
Part of your problem, Gary, is that you are, in fact, using Internet Explorer.
Well, I understand.
And it's very difficult to kill anything under Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Firefox has an add-on called Adblock.
Yeah, okay.
Which does that, and there's one for Chrome, which is a little odd. I don't know that I trust it yet, as it goes through somebody else's proxy server. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I trust that. But
I love Chrome, though.
I love Chrome, but you see the ads because there's no way to stop mm-hmm. them yet, quite the same way you can under Firefox. But in Firefox, I don't...
Or IE.
No, under Firefox, I don't recall the last time I saw a Netflix ad. Mm. I have seen them all the time under Chrome. I see them all the time under IE, but I don't recall the last time I saw them under Firefox. But if you're going to use IE, you just live with the Netflix ads. Yeah.
And that's sort of part of the
problem. I use the different browsers depending on some things work better under some, and at work, some are restricted. You got to use that or it won't read it.
Yeah.
But,
and that's sort of the problem. Well, I don't know if problem is the right word. The way the Internet works is by advertising. So you can view the web page for free because the ads are there. And every time one of the ad blocking scripts or add-ons or things come out, the advertisers figure out a way around it. And that was sort of the first pop under thing, so that it blocks pop up ads by becoming a pop under.
Just a different way of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So most
people learn a better answer.
Most people learn to ignore them.
I just don't buy Netflix, but that's easier.
You're right. Yeah. There you go.
See, I don't mind reading the ad the first time. It's the 100th time that really annoys me.
Well, and particularly since the Netflix ad has never changed.
Pretty much, yeah.
And the other thing we have to ask Gary to do, though, is to tell a few friends.
Tell your friends.
Oh. Please.
Sure.
Tell your friends to listen and tell them to become members.
Okay.
Right. Thanks, Gary.
We got to start getting, you know what would be cool to do?
What?
Since it's, you know, you see all the politicians putting out lawn signs.
That's it.
Do
that's
lawn
what we need
signs
a lawn signs.
For out on people's lawns that, you know, soundbites is on Jazz 90.1.
That's not a bad idea. Listen, Rob said that he was going to send you information on the middle screen about whether or not anybody had joined
yet.
Online. Nothing online? Come on, you people. We're a computer show. How can you not be pledging online? This is a little silly.
We got 84 people on the stream. You know, and if they took the time... They don't even on a stream. They can still have that streaming on that webpage, fill out the form. They won't miss one question.
That's right.
And it's not like it's a time thing.
I did it during the break.
Yep. And that was only a 4 minute break.
That's exactly right. And I had plenty of time left over.
Yep.
It doesn't take long to do it. So give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299.
Come on, help 1-800... us meet the $2,000 goal. I mean,
yeah, we're not even halfway there, and we're three. You know, we're a quarter into the second hour. Or so,
and speaking of advertisements, Hulu has been a big hit on the internet.
Yep,
catching up on TV shows you might have missed. And typically there's no ads, or there's only a real short ad before the movie. Apparently, News Corp, which owns
85 now on the street.
85. News Corp is saying that probably by mid-2010, they'll figure out a way to start charging you for Hulu. Television content providers need to get paid for their content. Well, they're getting paid... they're getting paid when it airs on television, and now they want to get paid again. You know, when it broadcasts on TV, they get paid. When it broadcasts on cable, they get paid. So now it's being broadcast on the internet, they want to get paid again.
And we only want to get paid once. Just once. That's all we're asking.
Twice
everybody
a year we come to them and ask, you know, to belly up.
That's right. And you only have to become a member once a year. And we got nothing.
It's not asking a
lot. Amelia and Lori are nearly comatose there in the other room.
Yeah, really.
All right. I want to talk about the Nook ebook reader a little bit. Tuesday night in a packed room at Chelsea Piers in New York City, Barnes & Noble unveiled Nook, an ebook reader that will be available in more than 700 retail stores at the end of November. The Nook, which sells for $259, manages to offer the same functionality as the Kindle 2, a huge library of titles and wireless downloads. It also pushes e-reader design forward with a color, touch-sensitive display for navigation and wireless downloads via, hey, guess what, AT&T's 3G network, or luckily Wi-Fi. The 11-ounce Nook, which is about the size of a paperback book, has 2 gigabytes of internal memory, enough for about 1,500 books. It also has a micro SD slot that can dramatically increase capability. Like you heard about the Droid, you can have a 16-gigabyte micro SD card. That could hold 17,500 ebooks. The device actually runs a variation of the Android operating system, but currently, at least, does not support any third-party apps. Perhaps most notably, the Nook supports a wide variety of ebook formats, including FictionWise, PDFs, and EPUB. The screen itself is 16-level grayscale e-ink display. That's the same one that's found on the Kindle 2. What makes the Nook interesting is its library of content. For example, like Sony's latest readers and the upcoming iRex reader, the device supports EPUB, the open ebook format that you can move titles among machines. Clearly, the company is betting on EPUB as the format of the future. Our customers want any book, anytime, any place, and EPUB is the most... Did you not hear me talking? Did you not hear me actually talking on the air?
So,
Nook owners will also be able... Here's the best part.
It ever stopped me in the past.
No, it never has. Nook owners will also be able to lend books to other users of the Barnes & Noble bookstore, whether they own a Nook, an iPhone, a BlackBerry, or are just reading the books on their PC. The loan lasts for up to 2 weeks. Friends can do what they've always done, which is lend each other books. Here's the other cool thing. With more than 700 stores, 40,000 retail representatives, and is cited as one of the top 20 on the web, the company is in a great position to reach readers. Here's the best part. If you're in the store, you get free Wi-Fi, and you also have access to the complete text of every book in the store while you're online in there. So if you wanted to sit in there and read a book you're not even buying, you can do that. You've seen people who sit there all day long reading books that they're not buying, right? And then they go put them back. For many years, back in college, I worked at Worldwide News. And there was a guy named Billy who used to work there. I'm sure Billy's passed by now. But Billy used to walk up. He'd sneak up behind people who were reading in the aisles. Sneak up behind them and yell, "We sell these here too, you know!"
I had a friend that worked at Borders. And there was this old gentleman that would come in every day. Come in with his cup of coffee. He'd go upstairs, sit there. And doing just that.
At least buy the coffee in the store.
Grabbing the book, you know, and he'd sit there and read for a few hours. Put the book back, and she watched him. And over a course of a week, he's come in, grab that same book, reading it in the bookstore.
Yep.
And she finally said, you know, you could buy that and take it home.
Or go to a library, which is designed to do that.
Look, everybody loves free stuff. We love free stuff. You love free stuff. But this show is not free.
So it's got to get paid for somewhere.
We have to pay for it somewhere, and we pay for it by you calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
No, I just remind you, you have to fill one of those, too. But your daughter...
No, I don't. I did it online.
Oh, well, Rob...
I just did it online.
Well, fill it out so there's record of it and say you did it online. Yeah. He should get record of it that way, but it's nice to have a piece of paper.
But your daughter supposedly had gotten a call. Supposedly it's one of our listeners...
Amelia says you have to do it.
In Alabama was going to go in and pledge online.
Nice.
Now, see,
very nice.
I'm waiting to hear back from Rob whether we get that pledge, but, you know, it's great.
Let's hear it for Alabama, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks are, you know, all over the U.S. that listen to this. I mean, because this is one of 9 jazz stations left in the U.S.
That's right.
That are member-supported.
Yeah,
that are
member-supported. Playing jazz.
Yep.
And unlike, I don't know if you
And I don't know if you people listen to jazz, but you should, because what they know, and this is controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. People who own computers are generally pretty smart, and people who listen to jazz are generally pretty smart. And a lot of people who own computers listen to jazz. And it's nice background music, it's nice listening music, it's nice quiet music, and you can stream it 24/7 on this station. And that ain't free, folks. We pay for that. That's not free.
Yep.
So we need you to join.
And one other thing that's, you know, we were up to 88. One other unique thing about this station is it's one of the few that actually carries live concerts. Not pre-recorded, actual live concerts while they're happening. Most stations, you'll sit there and record and say, all right, back on April 4th, this was recorded, blah, 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 and you can listen. No. No, they actually bring it to the concert right while it's happening. So, you know, besides great computer advice, you're getting great jazz. It's all local talent. You know, and they'll sit there and they do requests. And this station will also, if you're trying to set things up, do a payment plan. So, you know, give it a thought.
All right, we're going to take a quick break while I fill out this form. I don't know why I'm filling out the form. I have no idea why I'm filling out the form. But apparently I'm filling out the form. You can fill out your form, too. Let's see if you get it done faster than I get it done. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Securely online at jazz901.org, which will count for you, but apparently did not count for me. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, on you. Jazz 90.1 Soundbites.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, celebrating 20 years.
The Jazz 90.1 member card is more than just a card. It's our way of thanking you for supporting Jazz 90.1. Because in return, you can save money all year long by showing your Jazz 90.1 member card for discounts at fine local member card businesses, including 45 East Fine Jewelers, Adams Basin Inn, Antonetta's Italian Restaurant, The Bob Shop, Bert Shapiro Photography, Hedonist Artisan Chocolates, Leaf and Bean Coffee Company, Lorraine's Food Factory, Mary Boyce of Mario's Hair Studio,
Mind and Body Connection, New Health Cafe, Small World Bakery, Sound Source, and Tuxedo Corner, Irondequoit and Gates locations. So carry your Jazz 90.1 member card and show it when you shop. For a complete and up-to-date list of member card businesses, visit our website at www.jazz901.org. To get your member card, call 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ, and become a member of Jazz 90.1.
When Americans volunteer to serve their country promises to take care of them when they come home. For a paralyzed veteran, day-to-day living is a major challenge. Paralyzed Veterans of America works to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised from the country they proudly served. A spinal cord injury is an injury for life.
And at Paralyzed Veterans, we are their partners for life.
To help America's veterans, visit pva.org.
Hey, this is Rip Savage. Join me tonight for Fusion, 10 p.m. right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we would like to thank Lynn, our newest new member of Soundbites. Thank you, Lynn. Lynn became a member by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. You could also call toll-free. She probably did call toll-free because she's in Clymer. At 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. On the phone, we have Linda from Greece. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Peachy. How are you?
Good. Did you get my latest email? About the message that was on Firefox?
I don't know. Help me out. What did it say?
You asked me to tell you exactly what the message was. Remember I was telling you that I kept getting that message that says something about you can't find that website? Remember I called a couple of weeks
ago? Right. You can't. When you go somewhere, it says you can't find that website. You click again and you get there.
Exactly what it said.
Right. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, because we've been communicating back and forth. I sent you the latest one yesterday.
Yesterday I was not on the phone after about, I was not online most of the day because I was not at work. And then.
Okay, no problem.
I'll look at it when I get back home.
Okay, what I'm calling about is Windows 7 computers. I'm thinking of getting one. What do you think of Windows 7?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm not a big it's an operating system, you know? I don't get excited about operating systems. It's pretty nice. In the long run, you're going to have to upgrade to it anyway. So if you're getting a new computer, definitely get it with Windows 7. You know?
Yeah. Because I want to get a laptop, and now I know they got it on it. I was just wondering if I should get it now or if I should wait a couple of months until all the bugs are worked out.
Well, yeah. It depends if you're going to use it as your only computer.
No.
Yeah, that it's probably okay to get it now and wait because who knows when the first update's going to come. With your only computer, your production computer, might want to hold off a little bit before getting it.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people say that they should. A lot of people say they should wait until the first service pack comes out and see how that goes.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah, but if you're getting a new machine, certainly getting it with Windows 7 makes an awful lot of sense at this point.
Okay, I also heard, and I've heard it from a lot of people, somebody said, I think one of you guys said backward compatibility, but I was told that only Windows 7 Professional has a backward compatibility. Is that correct?
There's an XP mode in it that will run XP software that isn't compatible with Windows 7. And yes, that is only part of Windows Professional.
Okay.
But general XP software should work fine, right?
Should work fine. And if it doesn't, there's that compatibility mode. But it runs compatibility mode by actually creating a virtual machine with Windows XP in it. So you'd better have at least 2 gig of RAM.
If I get one, it's going to have at least 3 or 4.
Right. If you've got 4, then you need to run 64-bit Windows. But 3 gig of RAM will run 32-bit Windows 7 just fine.
So you suggest getting 4 gigs and getting the 64-bit.
Well, I'm not a big fan of 64-bit yet.
No.
Most people don't need it, and a lot of software won't run under it.
So it depends on what you want to run.
The computers that are coming with 4 gigs of RAM will often have 64-bit already installed on it because you need 64-bit to use 4 gigs of RAM.
It's like you're all dressed up for the party, but the band hasn't showed up
yet. I'm still suggesting 32-bit, 3 gig of RAM.
Yep.
Because my computer right now, which Dave has worked on, has always been running 64-bit. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
That's what I was told when another company, not Dave's, built my computer. They put Windows XP 64-bit on it. So I've had this all along.
Well, then that's fine.
Okay. I was just wondering, because, you know...
It depends on what you run.
Don't do that, so I thought I'd ask you guys.
No, I think you're fine the way, you know, go with the Windows 7, go with the 64-bit, you're on your way.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Linda. I'd like to thank our newest members, Ed and Donald, who both pledged online. Thank you so much. And, of course, David, who also pledged online. And not all of them pledged at a membership level. And that's fine. Like I said, you can pledge at any level you want. If you've only got, however much you've got that you think you can afford, please believe me, we're happy to take it.
Every dollar helps.
Yep.
You know, that's it. You know, it doesn't matter. There is no bad amount. Every dollar turns around and helps, keep this great radio program on the air.
Yep. All right. Our next caller is Lynn. Lynn, where are you calling from?
Climber.
Climber, are you a member?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you go. Of course. You just
signed up.
You just signed up. Excellent. Thanks.
And there may not be a bad amount, but there is a good amount. More is always better.
More is always better. That is exactly right.
Unfortunately, it didn't fit my budget, but...
And that's, that's perfectly understandable. Like I said, in these parlous economic times, not everybody can afford a membership level. And the fact that you gave any amount is delightful
to
us.
Climber, New York, in the beautiful town of Chautauqua County, named after George Climber, a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, he was.
Neat. Isn't Wikipedia wonderful?
It is. It is not like Steve had that knowledge in his head. I just want you to know that. What's your question?
I've been through Chautauqua.
What's your question, Lynn?
On top of that, I've told you guys that twice.
Yep.
Over the years.
Yes, you have. Steve doesn't remember anything he can look up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, why bother? It's in the internet. Don't fill your brain, except my brain is full of useless trivia.
Yes, it is.
Oh, there's one thing about computers. Anybody that says they know it all, you know they're lying.
They're lying. We're lying if we said we knew it all. What's your question?
My question is, one of my questions, is what would you suggest for a Linux distribution to put on an old, Celeron 600 megahertz with 64 megs of RAM, and all I want to do with this machine is stream audio to my sound system temporarily.
64 meg of RAM limits you a little bit. I think your best bet is either, Puppy Linux is good. So is Damn Small Linux.
Okay.
Both of those will run on 64 meg of RAM. I'd take a look at those, and it depends on what you're trying to stream or, there are ways of streaming. I don't know what it is exactly you're trying to stream, so I can't give you an exact answer.
I'm visually impaired, so I listen to a lot of computer shows off from radio sites, and part of the time I'd like to be able to stream it through my sound system.
Right. Oh, well, if you're listening to stuff online, yeah, absolutely. 64 meg is more than enough to run, particularly if you're running a non-graphical operating system. Even you can do it without running graphical mode, or you can run graphical mode if you want to. Damn Small Linux is fine. Puppy Linux is fine. One of the guys online is saying Mepis runs in 64 meg, but I'm not entirely certain that's true in the latest.
It may be easier to run an audio cable from your computer to your stereo.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's what I intended to do.
But you don't have the fun of installing Linux.
Well, he still wants to be able to stream it from somewhere.
Yeah.
I would suggest that that you take a look at either Puppy Linux, and Steve is going to look those up and put the links online, Puppy Linux or Damn Small Linux.
Okay.
That's good. That's what I wanted to know, because I didn't want to try and overdo it, because it just wouldn't work worth a hoot.
Well, right.
My other question is, sometime when you got plenty of time, I thought maybe Dave would give a Reader's Digest tutorial on using such as RoboForm.
Yeah, I'll do that at some point in time, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. And then I shall relinquish my time.
All right, sir. Well,
thank you
very much for calling, and thank you very much for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you for becoming a member. We like that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate that.
No, I said that.
And do Uncle Abe?
Hmm? Well, he can say it too.
I'm just adding that. All right, kiddies. It's that time again. That's what I'm doing. Here we go. Sometimes Dave doesn't get the hint. It's that time once again. Get your footy jammies on, grab a mug of hot cocoa, sit Indian style in a semicircle around the rocking chair, and really, believe me, I mean it this time, we're going to have to slap him awake, because it's time for Story Hour with Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave? Uncle Dave!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm here. It's just been one of those crazy days, you know? And, you know, it kind of caught me off guard because I thought we'd probably do it after. But, you know, that's probably a good thing that we don't, because then Rob will be in there and messing around with me. But anyways, all right, Winky Dink, let me explain something to you. What do we tell folks to do all the time with their data?
Leave it on one machine only. Never back it up, just in case something might happen to it. We don't want them to recover it.
Because computers never break.
Computers never break.
Well, here's the other brain surgeon's idea of backing up. All right. Somebody took an individual's machine and divided the drive into
two partitions. There's a false sense of security for you.
Now, yes, they were doing backups. They were backing it up to this other partition. But here's the thing.
I suppose that's better than no backup at all, but it is a false
sense
of backup.
It is no backup at all. It is no backup at all.
When you bring me the drive and it's going click, 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 click.
It would be a backup for a partition table failure or a Windows corrupt file. Then you have it on your other partition.
Or you accidentally erased a document that you wanted, right.
But when the drive is going and banging against the platters, because, you know...
Which is much more common these days.
Yes, and it's banging away, and they say, well, just go over my backups. You only have one drive in there. No, I got two. I had a C and a D drive.
Technically, that's a C and a D volume.
Yes.
I wish they wouldn't call them drives in Windows. But no, but actually, Apple just put out a tech note clarifying the difference between disk with a C and disk with a K.
Ooh. They needed a tech note for that?
Apparently, they're beginning a lot of questions.
All righty.
But anyway.
But yeah, so drives and volumes are different.
You got to be careful, folks. I mean, it should be something totally separate.
Right.
You know, right now, portable drives are the hottest thing going. Take the time. I mean, you can get a terabyte hard drive, external hard drive, to back up. Even if you got multiple computers in the house, you could put one around, you know, share it, and go around, create folders on that terabyte hard drive, and back up your data to each one of them.
Even easier, you buy one of those that's network capable.
Yeah, like
throw it on your router, like I bought the LaCie from you, and then everybody has access to it. Everybody can put their documents on it. You can default both every office suite can be defaulted to go wherever you want it to go. So you can default it to go to that drive. Or you can write a backup routine, which is a lot safer. Everybody's data then
there
gets copied.
There is a great free program out right now. I think it's called Cobine, C-O-B-I-A-N. It's a backup program that we found just recently. It's a freebie, and it works great.
Cobian Backup.
Yep, Cobian Backup, and it's great. It works a lot better than Windows Backup. You can have it on each machine, so you can set different times to have it back up to this remote hard drive.
From the Umeå School of Education in Sweden.
All you got to do is, you know, turn off your monitor, leave it running, and have it back up at night. So there is no excuse.
Yep.
My machine backs up at 3 o'clock every morning. Every document I've created all day long gets backed up to my network. My server, which is somewhere else on the network. So even if something very, very bad happens to my computer or even my whole house, I've got a backup somewhere
else. But some of these folks, though, that are getting these new machines and they, you know, just quick, you know, that was their way. They just divided the drive in half.
Yep.
And folks are backing up to it. Double check, well, that's, please.
And commercial vendors are doing that. They're making that D partition, which is your restore volume. So when something happens to Windows, you can run your restore disks from D.
But you,
well, if C is gone, D is probably going to be gone, too.
Yeah, you might think that.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole thing. He kept saying, no, well, you can get it back. It's on the D drive. You don't have it. Yes, I do. I said, yes, you did, but it's all in one drive. And trying to explain to the individual that it is literally only one physical drive. And when those heads go, they go. And you get to send it off to DriveSaver.
For several $1,000s.
Yes. You know, I mean...
So spend $100 now and get a backup drive.
Yeah.
We had a gentleman this week. He had a 160 gig drive in his computer that he wanted to back up. The smallest drive we had in stock was a terabyte.
Yeah.
I felt bad backing up 160 gigs to a terabyte, but the half terabyte drive was like $5 cheaper.
Yeah, right. Why not get it and just in case you get more?
So it's ready for your next computer.
Right. Yeah. And nowadays when people are downloading multiple things off of places like iTunes or when they've got, you know, whatever, and as people get more people start buying these ebook readers and
digital,
start getting all those e-books.
Digital photos that we used to have negatives and prints of, now there's only one copy on your computer.
There's only one copy, and if you don't back those up, you know, people, my heart breaks. I had all my kids,
the
my
new
grandkids'
baby pictures.
Yeah. All right, kiddies, that's it. We're gonna put Uncle Dave back up on the shelf for a while. So put your cocoa mugs in the sink and. Get out of your footy jammies and whatever, and we're done. We're done with Uncle Dave. I want to say that somebody tweeted me and said they're listening to Soundbites, to the crew on Soundbites discuss Windows 7. I'm so thankful that I'm a Mac user.
No, all in all, Windows 7 is pretty darn stable compared to any of the other OSs that have come out so far.
And that is one of the news stories we talked about last week. For the PC analysts are confused about why Apple's sales are so high. They announced their quarterly earnings. They had $1.6 billion in gross profit on $10 billion in revenue. They sold, 10 million Macs in the quarter, 7 million iPhones in the quarter. And this is this was a down quarter when the rest of the industry was either down or flat. It's coming up to the holiday quarter, but people still buy Macs, and the PC analysts can't understand why.
What were they thinking? Well, what fascinated
And now Windows 7 is coming out, and that might have been why the PC industry was down, because people are waiting for Windows 7.
Oh, right. I had a number of folks that were holding off. Instead of paying, literally a couple months away. Why buy two operating systems? Make Gates any richer? Sorry, no. Wrong number.
Well, and what fascinates me is that Microsoft came out with their earnings, and people were thrilled that they lost less money than they were expected to.
Yeah. Where Apple made more money than they were expected to.
Right, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, really? Apple did? Yeah, who cares? But Microsoft lost less. And yep. I just...
And
all right, look, folks.
And their stock price probably went up, too.
Yeah, it did. It went way up. Yeah. Lori and Amelia are standing there doing nothing. You need to call in now. Give us a call. We got somebody who's actually on. Thank you. There, I did not bring my daughter here to sit around. She's supposed to be earning community service credits. She's not earning credits if she's sitting around staring at the Jazz library. Give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or securely online at jazz901.org. All right, we're going to take a break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and each and every one of you. We are begging for your dollars. Please give us a call. Help support this show. We're nowhere near $2,000. It's hopeless. You're not going to. I know that. I get that. But give us a call.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
I'm Steve Wozniak, and you're listening to Sound Bites.
Salam.
Jam.
Salam.
Hey,
what?
Hey there.
Kapaya pa.
Pa.
Shanti.
Yep,
we all want the same thing.
Peace.
And Rotary Clubs
are making it happen. Through international scholarships for young people to promote peace and understanding around the world. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
Ready to help support Jazz 90.1? You can pledge and join online right now by going to jazz901.org. That's jazz901.org.
Greetings, this is Mike Kincaid. Please join me for Foreground Music, Sundays 3 to 5 p.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
At 41 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites.
They got to jump off their seats and get on there and pick up the phones and give us a call. Because, yes, folks, we are still way short of hitting our $2,000 goal. But, you know, we know you folks are still out there. And, you know, all we're asking you to do is pick up the phone, dial 966-5299. Outside the 585 area code, you know, you can dial 1-800-790-0415. Or, like we would want you to do, since we're a computer show.
We are a computer show.
Is go to the web. Fill out that secure form right there. It's easy. You can still continue streaming, so you won't miss any computer question or anything else that we're talking about. You can take your time and get your computer questions answered.
We'd love to have you do that. We would love to have you do that. While we're waiting, I'll tell you about Apple's boot camp. While most of the world is united rejoicing over Microsoft's release of Windows 7, Mac users will need to hang on to their party hats and streamers just a little longer. Even though Amazon says Windows 7 is the top grossing pre-order product in company history, Apple says that boot camp users will have to wait a little longer before tearing open their boxes. A new support document from Apple confirms that the company will indeed support Windows 7 Home, Premium, Professional, and Ultimate via its Bootcamp software. However, it sounds like the only users of Snow Leopard, which includes Bootcamp 3.0 for those keeping track, will get official drivers from Apple. Even then, in a time when Microsoft has managed to get much of the PC industry on board to support its latest OS on launch day, Apple is a little late with an update that is scheduled to arrive, and I quote, before the end of the year. Another bummer is that owners of specific early generation Intel Macs will unfortunately be left out in the driverless cold. Or driverless code, I guess.
Either way.
Listed in Apple support doc are 9 models across 3 different Mac lines that will not be supported for use with Windows 7 using Bootcamp. Basically, the first generation Intel iMac, MacBook Pro, and Mac Pro, which were all released in 2006. Exactly why these models will not be supported is unclear, though the obvious assumption is that Apple decided not to support some piece of hardware, perhaps some kind of logic board controller specific to those models. So, Mac users, does a lack of Windows 7 Bootcamp support bother you? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge online, and then you can talk to us. Or you can just pledge online securely at jazz901.org, and you don't have to talk to a single human being.
Although, as a side note, both Parallels and VMware have said that Fusion and Parallels Desktop will run Windows 7 just fine.
Right,
and that's more convenient for most people because you can run Windows and Mac side by side at the same time without rebooting into Windows. Although rebooting with Bootcamp in a dual boot situation is faster because you're only running one OS at a time.
Right. I tend to run Linux at my desktop, and I run Windows 7 in a VirtualBox OSE virtual system. It runs great, and it means that the very few things that I have to do under Windows.
Yep.
For my work environment, I can do without having to.
It's a lot of people that want to run the latest games will use Bootcamp on a Mac.
Cause right.
Then one computer does both. But then games are especially hard on hardware and drivers for graphics cards. So that's going to be the issue for Bootcamp users. Although we've been hearing from people in different forums that they're running Windows 7 in Bootcamp, and it mostly seems to work fine.
All right, we're going back to the phones to Bodan. Where are you calling from, Bodan?
I'm in Rochester. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. You are one of our newest members, and we thank you so very much for that.
And I now have a technical question for you, gentlemen.
Excellent.
I've danced the tango twice in the last 2 weeks, and I sense that something still is not correct. I have to admit that I do share pictures with friends online, and I probably downloaded and saved pictures into my picture folder, which is in my document folder. Currently, I have the property, so I know that the size of my picture folder is 421 megabytes. And I just sense something is not right. I danced the tango. Basically, I lost the snap, crackle, and pop when I opened up the pictures. Before, all the pictures and the thumbnails would pop right up. Now, there's like a delay. Something is anchoring down. Again, dance the tango. Everything comes up clean other than some minor tracking cookies, malware bytes, nothing. What can it be?
What else has changed on your machine?
What else? Well, I did have to get rid of my McAfee security suite, and I did download the CA security suite from Time Warner, and I sense that that is a large anchor.
That is a big anchor.
Big anchor.
One of the things that I think you can do with CA, and it's they blur in my mind, but I believe you can tell it to. No, you don't want to do that, though. All right, never mind.
Well, I have already done two things to CA. One of the elements of the CA security suite is Outlook Express. I hardly use Outlook Express for my emails. I usually go through an intermediate middle point, if I want to say, Hotmail or something to that effect. So I turned that off. And I've also turned off their firewall, and I'm going with the Windows firewall. Even I noticed that I get a little more response to from websites when I use the Windows firewall as opposed to theirs. I do have their spyware program running, and I do also have their virus program running. Those are only the two components of the CA security suite that I have running. So, dance the tango, everything comes up clean.
Well, then and what program are you using to look at your pictures?
The fax and the window. What is it? It is the Windows fax viewer, picture viewer, something to that effect. Can you help me out, guys?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name
either.
I'm going
to try a different
about.
Viewer and see what happens.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. There's a great program called IrfanView. IRF.
IRF.
AN Viewer.
Uh-huh.
IrfanView. I think it's IrfanView. IrfanView. And, of course, you can get that right at IrfanView.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a link to that. It's a 32-bit graphics viewer for Windows.
Yeah, right now I'm using the Windows Picture and Fax Viewer.
Yeah, try IrfanView. See if that doesn't help. Now, when you're seeing what happens is you start up the Picture and Fax Viewer, and it starts popping up all of those picture, the thumbnails, right?
Correct. But
and that's
sometimes there's a delay of a few seconds before all the pictures pop up. And that did not occur within the last month or 2 months.
What I might suggest you also do before you
thumbnail cache
do anything else is delete the thumbnail cache, which I believe you do through the, I don't know if it's through the edit menu on that. I don't run Windows, so I can't.
Or maybe during the Tango, the cache got deleted, and now it's taking a while to rebuild those thumbnails.
Well, but it should happen after the first one. But the other thing is,
so if you open the same window of pictures again,
well, basically right now I click on my documents, that's that little folder on my desktop, and in my documents I have pictures, videos, and stuff like that.
Right.
And then I click on my pictures, and where I have, you know, a fairly decent sized portfolio of photographs. And those are the ones that just drag on. It takes a while to open everything up, a couple of seconds. I click on it like I did. I'm waiting right now. It's just waiting, finally. Okay, I see the pictures, but they're not popping up yet. There seems to be a delay. Something is holding back.
When you're doing that, do you see the hard drive light flashing?
I wasn't monitoring. My foot is...
What I'm thinking is that you may have either turned off caching of thumbnails...
And how do I turn that back on, or how can I verify that is turned off?
In the software itself, under, I want to say options, under the options, I think are under edit in that one, might be under tools. Under options, you'd find options or preferences. I don't use that software. So
understand.
I'm not sure exactly where it is, but you ought to be able to turn on and off the thing, but try IrfanViewer and see if that's not a lot faster for you.
Okay.
You know, first let's do that. It may well be that you, you've reached the, you know, 400 meg is a lot for that piece of software.
Okay.
And that's
do you think it is?
And that's certainly a possibility. I don't know how they wrote it.
It could be a background program.
Or it could CA, which is attempting to check every
scanning
one of
every single file because it's
every
opening
time.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And the way you prevent that is you make sure that under CA, any whatever, all of you listening, whatever program you're running, you can go in and tell it to, once it's checked a file, to create a, sometimes they call it a check file, sometimes they call it a checksum, you know, sometimes they call it a shadow file.
And that would be in the antivirus program?
And that would be in the antivirus program. And what that does is says, okay, unless you see that that file has changed, assume it's the same and that you don't have to do anything.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for your time.
There
you
go.
Also try safe boot and see if the same thing happens. That will let you know if it's a background task doing it.
Right.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Bodan.
Bye-bye.
Bodan. I was right the first time.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'd like to thank a renewing member, Gerd. Gerd has renewed, and we very much appreciate that. Thank you very much. We're going to hum along now to the phone sound.
Well, Dave is bringing a new phone call in and hasn't had a chance to turn down the phone before you finish over there. Turn down the phone before you move on.
You got
Thank
a phone
you.
On. Thank you there very you much. There you go. Dave
he's,
didn't have his
He's trying to get
on.
Another phone call on the air and
it's
couldn't hear the old one. Wasn't working.
You are, in fact, the only guy doing the board and the phones all at the same time, and there's really only room for one person to do that. So sometimes we have that little bit of trouble. And we can make more trouble for Dave if you'll call 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, that's not only where you call us to chat, but it is also where you pledge. And you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We've said this a dozen times before, but the reality is we need your support. We you know, it's the 80-20 rule, and I get that. But I'd like to see more. We're better than average. Everybody, 20% of the people support the other 80%. We can beat that. We can beat that number. We're better than average. You're better than average. So give us a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Securely online at jazz901.org. Show your support. Show your gratefulness to this station for putting us back online, for giving us the opportunity to come to you every week for two solid hours. For, you know, 90%, 95% of that time, we're here. And we'd love to have you join us as members of Jazz 90.1. Steve, anything you'd like to add to that while I take a drink of water so we don't have dead air?
Dead air. Yeah. As he goes into a cocking fit. Yeah, what we've said in the past is take up all the amount of money you've spent on your computer and take 10% of that. So 10% of your computer. We're worth 10% of your computer purchases and pledge that to help keep us on the air.
You bought your computer. Now spend 10% of it to make sure it's running right.
Although that's not much anymore.
We're not asking for much.
Remember the glory days of computers when the average computer system was 10 grand?
That's right. And then
computer,
we could say,
printer,
send us,
monitor, software.
Then
yeah.
We could say, send us 1%. Now yeah. We got to ask for 10% for the same $100.
Yeah, now it's barely $1,000 for a whole system. Right. Yeah, they throw in the printer for free. But then the first time you have to buy ink, you've paid more for the printer than
well,
it's worth.
Well, and think about that. You know, if you take not only all the hardware you've bought, but all the software you've bought, if you're a Windows user, you're already up to $2,500. And then you add in the printer you bought, the ink you buy, the paper you buy, all the other stuff. You call us about all these things, your router, your switches, your cables,
okay,
all that other stuff.
I got to interrupt here just before we head out. We've had some other folks. Victor from Webster called it, did it online. Williams from Rochester. We have Steve from Macedon. We have from Sonny. From Manchester, Alabama.
Wow.
And then we have Diane and Brad from Lodi, New York. These folks all took the time.
Calls from Lodi
went
again.
Went and filled out the form and, you know, became members of some.
This makes me happy. This is what makes me happy. Hearing people join. Thank you all so very, very much. This is what makes us the family that is Soundbite. Sometimes you help the family, sometimes the family helps you. This is the point where we're asking you to help us. We need your support. It's not too late. You've got a minute left to call or to get online. You can call us, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Tell them it's a Soundbites pledge and you win. If you're calling online, you got a minute to call Jazz, to go to jazz901.org.
pledge securely online. I know you can do it. You're a computer whiz. We're done for another week. I want to thank so much all those of you who have shown your support for us by becoming members of Jazz 90.1. We are member supported, and you win. Now you can be smug, even smugger than Apple people, by knowing that you are a member of Jazz 90.1. For Dave Enright, Steve Ray, I'm Nick Francesco. Thank you so much for listening, and even more for pledging to Soundbites, to Jazz 90.1. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.